All right, we're back now with Justin Shares of Beverly High School. You'll remember that the Panthers came out 3-2 and beat Swampscott. Just got through talking. That was last Wednesday night. Just got through talking with Coach Fea. Now, since then, Swampscott's turned around and had two big wins. And, Coach, I'm looking at your scores, and, man, these got to be two heartbreakers, one against Winthrop and today against Masconomet, losing by a goal each. What's going on?
We had a tough couple of days. Saturday against Winthrop, we didn't come out with our best effort early on in the game, and they kind of took it to us. We had a couple opportunities to tie it late, but couldn't get the equalizer, and they ended up getting an empty netter. Today we faced a very tough Masco team. They're deep and they're talented, and I thought it was one of our best efforts of the year. We ended up tying the game up with our goalie pulled a little over a minute left in the third, and then they scored with 30 seconds left.
So, oh, man.
Yeah, it was a tough one. It was a heartbreaker, but our boys definitely battled today. So you know, as pleased as he can be with a loss, you know.
You know, Coach, I'm glad you brought that up because it's really interesting. I'm good friends with a lot of guys, and Paul Ingram, who coached football for so many years, as you know, at Gloucester High School, he died with every loss. I'm telling you, he died. And I know other coaches who, okay, it's a loss. We got a game coming up in 2 days, so we'll just have to regroup. But, you know, just talking with Gino Fea, he said the same thing about his effort, his team's effort against you guys on Wednesday. He said, hey, that was one of our best efforts, even though we came up short. So it's nice to hear you say that today. That's something you can bring to the kids at practice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And I agree with Gino totally. We saw them early in the year and took it to them pretty good. And they came out last week and gave us all we could handle. So, you know, I think there's definitely good losses and bad losses. And we've been on the losing end of both of those the last couple of days with not our best effort against Winthrop. And then we came out and gave Masco all they could handle today. But, you know, we'll build off of that one for sure.
Well, I'm looking at Masco, and they're 8-1-2 overall. So now, are they a notch up? Are they in Division Two or Division One?
They're Division Two. They play a couple Division One teams, and I think their only loss is to Stoneham, who's one of the tops in Division Two North.
Yeah, Stoneham.
Masco is a very strong team. They faced a lot of tough competition. And talking with Andrew Jackson, their coach, after the game, he was impressed with our guys. Like I was today, so
Stoneham is
something we can build on.
Yeah, and Stoneham is croaking everybody now. You know, what do you want to improve on, Justin? I'm just looking, the record 7-4-1, 47-36. I'm guessing maybe goals against. I mean, because it looks like your output is pretty good.
Yes, yeah, the defensive end is something we definitely want to work on. Early on in the year, we were doing pretty well with it. We try to set a goal for ourselves each period to limit our opponent to five shots, and we haven't been doing it many nights. So that's something we continue to work on day in and day out. The offense has been great from all five of our guys that are in that zone, but defensively, and it's not just the D and the goalie, it's the forwards helping out there too. So that's something we definitely want to improve on.
Well, I was going to ask you strategically, how do you hold a team to five shots? It's got to be with your lines coming back and committing to playing defense, I would guess.
Yeah, without a doubt. We don't like to give up any odd man rushes in transition. And then once we get established in the defensive zone, we like to be aggressive and clog up the shooting lanes and block as many shots as we can. But it takes everybody, you know.
Coach, mention your captains again for me, please.
We have senior Timmy McCarthy as our captain, and he's assisted by senior Kenny Richardson and junior Stevie Hallinan, his assistant captains.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell me a player or two who maybe has really advanced for you, someone who maybe, I don't know, maybe played JV last year, or someone who just has played much stronger for you this year, maybe not so much on the stat sheet, but he's a contributor?
Sure. One guy that comes to mind for sure is Shane Cassidy. He's a blue liner for us. He's a sophomore who he skated with us on the varsity last year, but didn't get a ton of minutes come game time. And he's been getting a regular shift all season. And he's not the biggest guy on the ice by any means, but he plays hard and he's tough as nails. He's been great for us. And then another one, he is a big stat guy, but we only have him for a year is Paul Edson. He's made a huge contribution to the program. He's our leading scorer, and he calms things down a lot in the defensive zone, so he's been a huge, huge plus for us as well.
What's his size? He looks big out there.
Yeah, I think he's about 6'2", 195, 197, something okay. like that. Yeah, he's a big boy.
Oh, yeah. Hello. He had a great game against Swampscott. Coach, Saugus, you know, looking at their record, we're gonna broadcast your game on Wednesday, and looking at their, the games that they've had, they seem to be a mystery because they played so well against so many of the tough teams. So how do you look at them?
I think they're going to be they're going to give us a run for our money on Wednesday. We got them down in their building early in the season when we were kind of flying on all cylinders, and they were a little bit down. I think they were missing a guy or two, so they got some players who can go. They got a great goaltender. I'm very impressed with their defenseman, C.J. Graffio. He's one of the better defensemen in the league that I've seen. So I think they'll give us a run for our money. They've been improving all year. They beat Winthrop a couple weeks back down in their building, which is always hard to do. I think they kind of had a tough one. They had Stoneham today, which I think everyone's having a tough one at Stoneham. So I expect it to be a highly competitive game.
Yeah, and they're knocking on the door toward the tournament. They need some wins. So all right. So that game is what time is that? 6 o'clock?
Yes, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on Wednesday. All right, Justin, we'll see you over there, and I wish you luck, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me again tonight. Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, Rick, I appreciate your time. Thanks for the call.
Very well. Talk to you later. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Beverly hockey coach Justin Shares.